So we are moving beyond thinking to a more awake state, a more alert state, a more present state, compared to which the thinking state is a dreamlike state. To be immersed in thinking, this mental dialogue, you're only peripherally aware of your surroundings, because you might be walking in the woods in the most beautiful surroundings, but you're thinking about your problems, my problems, what about me? You're not there. If then something happened that would give you a little shock, you would suddenly, for a moment, enter a state that is present and alert. If you were suddenly confronted with a bear, you would come out of your thinking state, out of your problems, and there would be the bear. And that's not a problem. It's a situation that requires probably some action. Either you move away, or you make a noise, whatever. But the difference between that state is so, and this is a state that can happen to some humans accidentally in certain situations. You're driving, and suddenly something goes wrong, and you know an accident is imminent in 2 or 3 seconds. And you've been driving for 2 hours, immersed in your world of problems. Stress, this, that, to deal with, whatever. And suddenly, all that drops away. This is an example when the state of consciousness that I'm pointing to emerges accidentally, and many people have reported they knew an accident was inevitable within 2 or 3 seconds. Or 5 seconds, and they suddenly found themselves in an inner state of extreme calm and serenity, and they were totally there, totally alert, all fear had left. And later they survived to tell about it, said, this was amazing, how could this be, because it's such a dangerous situation. And I felt so serene suddenly. There are many reports, many similar examples. So this state of consciousness can sometimes emerge briefly, usually accidentally. Some people seek it out through dangerous activities. It's the only way they can be free of the burden of their mind. The burden of the personality, of the me, the burden of this problematic me that they think that's their reality. Because when they're climbing up the wall of the mountain, they can't think about that. They have to be present, totally alert in the now. But when they come down, they get back in their car, they re-enter the world of problems. So they can't be in the state they think they need to be engaged in that activity to be in that state, but that is not the case. You can choose that state now. If you're sitting here, what I'm saying now might not yet apply to all humanity. But if you're sitting here, there's enough consciousness in you to choose a state that is free of the problem-making mind. And you realize when you enter the now that there is no problem ever in this moment. There may be a situation that you need to deal with that is never a problem. Anything that comes into the now, you may need to take action, do this or that, and you do it. it arises out of that state of consciousness of presence. But dwelling mentally on situations, investing the situations with a sense of me, self, and going around in circles, lying in bed at night, sleepless, and wherever you go, you can't stop this machine, the noise machine in the head, because you don't remember where the button, the off switch is. That is torture. The most wonderful realization is that in the state of consciousness that I call presence, there are no problems. Perhaps challenges, but they never turn into problems. If you cannot take action, everybody in this room is involved in a certain life situation. Some better than others. Some life situations are relatively good and comfortable. Other life situations may be problematic. There may be shortage of money, there may be health problems, there may be relationship problems, work, and many kinds of completely fictitious problems created by the mind. What if this happens or that happens, or I lose this or I don't get that, or he leaves me or she leaves me? So another level of problems is total fiction. Just it comes about through the incessant mental noise. It's a very radical reversal of the normal way to live. Take your attention whenever you think you can't stand your problems anymore and it's getting too much, and you wake up in the morning and say, oh, not another day. No human is meant to live like that, waking up in the morning and saying, I can't face another day. And no, in nature that doesn't happen. The flower too, when the sun rises, the flower opens up because it responds to the sun. And no flower has ever said, I can't face another day. No animal has ever said, I can't face another day, except perhaps animals that are suffering deeply because of what humans have done to them. But no animal in the wild would. An animal wakes up, and a plant, a flower wakes up, and immediately is in a state of aliveness.